is Daf Mem Zayin. So we were in the middle of discussion about this Klali HaPsak that the Gemara discussed at the end of Mem Vav Amud Beis, the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva versus Chaveiro and Rabbi Yossi versus Chaveirov and so on, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara was challenging this from a number of different places that maybe we really don't hold to the Klali HaPsak. And the Gemara had brought a number of Mishnayos and rejected it, that no, when the Gemara clearly tells us how we paskin, so then we don't fall back on the Klali HaPsak. But when we don't have a clear psak of Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Shimon or whoever it might be, so then we have to fall back to the default of Klali HaPsak. But in a Hanami, if it explicitly says how we paskin, so then that is able to go against this general Klali HaPsak. So we now find ourselves on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We are four lines down. In the middle of the line, it says Ella Mehodetnan. So we're going on to bring a series of Mishnayos for the rest of the Amud, going on to Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Elam Yehud, it's not the Mishnah that tells us, it's later on the Masechta. We're not going to be able to appreciate each of the Mishnahs. It's going to be very superficial again, just to get the point across, but each of these we'll get to go into a little bit more in depth as we see it later on in the Masechta. But we have, Me'ahud, it's not the Mishnah tells us, that Hameniach, as Beisov, V'halach Lishbos Be'ir Acheres, person leaves his house from before Shabbos to go rest, to go be somewhere else for Shabbos. Now, the problem was, he never made the an Eruv with the house where he left from. So he was in a Chatzar, and normally the way it worked was, weekly they'd make an Eruv, and now all the Rishios come together as one Rishus. Now, the problem was, he didn't have a chance to do this. He left. Now, he still owns it, but he never gave his piece to the Eruv. So now what happens is, Echad Nachiv Echad Yisrael Oser. Whether or not the person, the neighbor who left the chatzar was a Yid, or even a non-Jew, since he has ownership to the chatzar from where he left, and he didn't make the Erev, he actually asers the usage of the chatzar because he did not partake in the Erev. So then that's all Divrei Rebbe Meir. Comes along Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Eino Aser, it's not true, it is not Aser, because since he's not there for Shabbos, it's as if he has no Rishus in the Chatzar, as if he's Mevatel's Rishus, he's Mesalik his Rishus, and therefore if he's not there for Shabbos, Bein Yisrael, Bein Nachwi, the property, the Chatzar, is considered usable, and the Erev works. Comes along now Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Nachwi Oser, Yisrael Eino Oser. Only if a Nachri leaves, he leaves the area, he has the ability to aser the chatzar, but Yisrael who leaves does not aser. Why? Mipnei she'ein derech Yisrael lava b'Shabbos, because it's not normal, it's not the derech for when a Yid leaves a certain town for Shabbos, it's unlikely for him to return back. So it's as if he's not here for Shabbos at all. The Nachri travels, whether it's a weekday or Shabbos, there's no Shabbos for Nachri. So even though the Nachri left, he might come back on Shabbos. So since he has the ability to still use the property, he does Aser, but not Yisrael. That's Rabbi Yossi's understanding. Now we have yet another Shita. The fourth Shita is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilo Hiniach es Beso, V'halach Lishbos Eitzel Bito Be'os Va'ir. Even in that case, Eino Oser. So Rabbi Shimon says, even if he goes to, let's say, his daughter lives next door, let's say. He goes to his daughter's house, he leaves his house, he closes up his house, and goes in the same city to his daughter's house, even that won't Aser, even though he's so close, and one might say, maybe he'll come back on Shabbos. Not true. Mipnei Shekvar, his Siach Daito, he raised his Siach Daito, he doesn't plan to come back, he already packed his bags, he's at his daughter for Shabbos, so he does not Aser the usage on Shabbos. So those are four different shittas in the Mishnah. How do we paskin? V'amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Shimon, which means if the Yid leaves his house before Shabbos, he does not aser the usage of his chatzar. So now the problem is, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. I don't want to discuss the details because we'll see this later on when we learn it in the Masechta. But either way, Amar Man Palagala, who's the one who argues on Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehudi. V'ha'amis, didn't we have a Klali HaPsak when it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda? So how do you paskin here in the Mishnah that's like Rabbi Shimon that goes against a Klali HaPsak? Must be, we do not hold of a Klali HaPsak. So the Gemara says, my Kusha, what's the question? Dilma Hachanami Hecha Ditmar Itmar Hecha Lo Itmar Lo Itmar. We have a klal. Whenever we have a statement that the psak is a certain way, so that's when we say we don't hold of the Klali HaPsak. Only when there is no itmar, when there is no halachic consensus, so then we fall back on the default. So here, we have a clear statement, how we paskin. So this doesn't go against the Klai HaPsak, because we have a clear understanding, how we paskin. So
Rabbi Yossi is it top of everybody? Above everybody else?
Rabbi Yossi, we said, Rabbi Yossi Michaveri, it's a good question, yeah, I'm not sure.
So Rabbi Yossi yeah. Would be ahead of
good question, not sure. No, that's only when the Klai HaPsak. We paskin, the Gemara here says, halachic Rabbi Shimon. Whenever the Gemara says what the halacha is, we don't fall to the default. If we didn't have a statement, halacha Rabbi Shimon, if you don't have a halacha Rabbi Shimon, then we'd say, okay, let's go back to Klal Yapsak. Oh, Rabbi Yossi against Chaveri, passing like Rabbi Yossi. But we already have a statement, how to pass him.
But the question should be Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yehuda.
It could have been that way, but then since the Gemara already said halacha Rabbi Shimon, it could have said it also, fair enough. So then the Gemara says, Ella Me'atitnan, the Mishnah that tells us, we're around like 10 lines down or so. That which the Mishnah tells us is also in a couple days from today. V'zeu she'amru ha'ani ma'ariv b'raglav. That we discussed in the past, that we spent a lot of time discussing how big a suda needs to be to establish an Erev Tchum. So the Mishnah tells us the truth is an ani doesn't need to set up with a suda. He could just ma'ariv b'raglav, he could walk to that place, remain there, bein shmashos, and then he could walk back. As long as he's there b'raglav, he doesn't really need bread. So now the Gemara, the Mishnah goes on to comment, the Rabbi Meir Omer, e anu, ein lanu el anu. We only know only an ani is allowed to use his kula, but a person who has the wherewithal, he should take a suda and set up a suda in that place. So comes along Rabbi Yehuda Omer, echad ani ve'echad asher natshu. Even an asher is able to utilize this heter. An asher could go ahead and be ma'ariv biraglav. So if it's true that bein ani, bein asher could be ma'ariv biraglav, so why did we ever discuss using a suda? Why did he ever pass? To which he explained, "V'lo amru marvin bepas." The only time he said use a pas, "Ela lahakel al ha'asher shlo yete v'yarv biraglav." If an usher is too lazy, doesn't want to go to bring a suda, so that, or rather to walk there, there's another avenue he could take is by sending a suda with a shliach. In other words, if the guy's going by himself, he has to go ma'ariv biraglav. You don't need a suda. If you're sending a shliach, part of that shliachas, whatever reason is, we'll see this later on in a couple days, you have to send the suda with that shliach. So machlokes, Rabbi Meir says only an ani can be ma'ar biraglav, and Rabbi Yehuda says bein bani bein asher can be ma'ar biraglav. How do we paskin? Umasi le Rav Chiya bar Ashi lechiya barav kame derav echad ani ve'echad asher. We paskin that way that we paskin even an asher can be ma'ar biraglav. V'amar le Rav. Rav commented, Sayim Benami, he also concluded this sugya, halacha, k'Rabbi Yehuda, which is the same thing as saying, echad ani ve'echad asher. The Gemara says, Tarti Lamli, why if they say both of them, it's the same thing. It's just saying, who said what, and then what he said. It's the same thing, echad asher, echad ani, and Rabbi Yehuda, why repeat it? Bahamas, but don't we say, furthermore, Bahamas, don't we say, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha, k'Rabbi Yehuda? We already know how to pass like Rabbi, sorry, different question. So we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, fine. So now, why did it tell me how to paskin? We already know the Klal Yapsak is, when it's Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so why is Rav telling us, halach Rabbi Yehuda? We know the default, we know the Klal Yapsak. So my kusha, what's the problem? Dilma Rav, less leilah niklala. Maybe Rav is the das yachad, he's the one individual who does not hold of the Klal Yapsak. But everywhere else, we hold the Klal Yapsak. So in this case, Rav had to tell us what the halach is, because he didn't hold of this. But everybody else holds of Klal Yapsak. So Rav is in the corner by himself. So now the Gemara is still trying to figure out, maybe others also reject this Klal Yapsak. So who else would say this? So Ella Mehad Etan, the Mishnah tells us now in Maseches Yevamos. We're all over Shas now. Hayevama, a woman who loses her husband without any children. So now she's a Yevama. She's waiting for her brother-in-law to either perform Yibum or Chalitza. So the din is Hayevama, lo sachlos, lo sisiyai b'yem, ad sheyehu lo shlosha chadashim. She must wait 3 months before performing Yibum and Chalitza. Now the reason is, because let's say within 3 months, she ends up doing Yibum with her brother-in-law, and she becomes pregnant, unclear who the father was. Because maybe within 3 months, when a woman's 3 months pregnant, she's recognizable. You could see that she's pregnant. So now let's say she marries two men with a month apart from each other, and she becomes pregnant. Maybe the husband, the father, is the first husband. Maybe it's the second husband. So you need a 3 months of separation whereby you know for sure that it wasn't pregnant from the first husband. It's rather from the second husband. So you need this 3 month waiting period. V'chein shar kol nashim, not only by Yibam, but also all other women, if they get divorced or widowed, not only a Yibam case, but anytime there's a new marriage, it has to be a separation. Lo yinansu, lo yinasuv, lo yisarsu. They shouldn't get married, nor should they get engaged. Ad shiulen shlosha chodashim, until there's this 3 month waiting period. Echad basulos, echad b'ulos, whether or not she was married, but she still somehow remained a basula. Echad b'ulos, whether she wasn't a basula anymore. Echad amanos, echad grushos, whether she was widowed, whether she was divorced. Echad rusos, echad nesuos, whether or not she was only engaged, whether or not she was married. All cases, whenever a woman loses a husband or gets divorced and gets remarried, regardless of the situation and the details, every single woman must wait 3 months. So now, that's all the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nusuos Yisarsu. No, he says, let's understand the reason. The reason is we don't know how to be mavchin who the father is. So if she's married, and then she gets divorced or widowed, so she could get engaged, because she engaged, you can't have Bia, so there's no concern of the next husband being a father yet, because it's only Erison. So if she was married, Nusuos, so let her get at least engaged, Yisarsu, and not get married until 3 months, but at least to the Erison. Or if she was Arusos, if she was initially engaged only, where Isser Tashmish still exists when she's only Be'erison, and then she gets divorced or widowed, you're not to let her get married, because it certainly won't be from the previous husband, because she was never married, she was only engaged. With one exception, Chutz, Me'arusa Shebi Yehuda, we have this oftentimes quoted in the Mishnah, that Narusa and Yehuda, there we didn't trust, they weren't so, the reason the Gemara says, Mipnei Shalibo Gaspa, in Yehuda they would spend time, they weren't so careful with the Yichud and other Yonim, so even when they were engaged, we were concerned that maybe they were with each other, and maybe he's fathered a child. So in Yehuda was one exception that a Narusa should not get married until 3 months later. And that's all Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Anashim Yisarsu. All women who are married should be able to get engaged. There shouldn't be any concern at all. Even if they lived in even in Yehuda, we allow. And Chutz Min Ha'amana, with the exception of an Amana, Mibnei Ibul. The reason why a woman, if she gets divorced, so she get remarried. But if she gets widowed, so since she's in the state of Avelis, she should not get engaged right away. Rather, she should wait until Shloshim are over, and then she could get engaged. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita versus Rabbi Yossi Shita, how to deal with a woman who was divorced or widowed. So how do we paskin? Amrinan Rabbi Elazar, lo al lebei Majasha. One time, Rabbi Elazar didn't make it to the Beis Majash. Ashkechei, the Rabbi Asi, the Havakayim, he saw Rabbi Asi was standing outside. Amrlei, Rabbi Elazar says to Rabbi Asi, my Amar Bebe Majasha. What was the Chiddush in the Beis Majash today? Amrlei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan paskin, halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. So he comments, or may the Gemara comments, Mechlal di Yechida, Palagala, does that mean because a Yachid argued Rabbi Yossi? The fact that they had to say Rabbi Yossi was the halacha Rabbi Yossi implied that there was someone who argued. So who argued? It's true. There's a Das Yachid, the Tanakama, who argued was a Das Yachid. I know we said before earlier that Rabbi Yossi is a Mechavei Rav, so I'm not sure exactly, it might be a different gears here, but either way, we have three opinions in the Gemara. There's a Tanakama, there's Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Now, I believe the way it works, Rabbi Yossi, when we say he's more than Mechavei Rav, it's when Rabbi Yossi is up against two people are saying the same opinion. But the three different opinions, so then that works differently. But either way, the Gemara says we pass Rabbi Yossi over the Tanakama. So Mechlal, again, Diachida Palagala, does that imply that the Tanakam of that mission, Yivamos, was a Das Yachid? In Vatani, the Baisa tells us, that Harei Shehayisa, if a woman who was widowed or engaged, Redufa Leilech Lebeis Avia, she runs back to her father's house because she's now single. Oh, Shehaya La Kas Im Baila, she got into a fight with her husband, so she ran back to her parents' house. Oh, Shehaya Baila Zaken, Ochala, or the husband was old or ill. Oh, Shehayisa He Chala, or she was ill. Kara, where she couldn't have children, she was barren, or she was a Zakena, Ketana, she was too little, she was too old, whatever, the marriage wasn't working out well. The Islander, so she couldn't have a different type of Kara. She'ena ruyulelet, all these situations where she couldn't have children. Oh, shaya baila chavish beveis asurim, or her husband was in jail. V'mapelas la'achar mises baila, or she had had a miscarriage after her husband died. All these situations, tzrichen lahamtim shalosha chadashim. She needs to wait 3 months, divrei Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Yossi argues, Rabbi Yossi matir leares, we lana say miyad. You're allowed to get engaged right away, because as long as it's only engagement, there's no concern of the second husband being the father, so you can get engaged immediately. So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. So lamali, so why do we have to have this? Why do we have to say that the halacha is Rabbi Yossi? Now that we've established that the Tanakama before is really in fact Rabbi Meir, that now we're presented that Rabbi Meir is that author, the Tanakama, so it ends up being Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Yossi. So now that we know who it is, why do we have to learn above that Rabbi Yochanan says halacha Rabbi Yossi? We already know, Baha'amris, whenever it's Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Yossi, halacha Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara says, oh my kushi, what's the problem? Dilma lafuke midirav Nachman amar Shmuel, damar halacha Rabbi Meir big zeirosav. There is another klal. Sometimes, we often probably, you have a stira, a contradiction, a friction between different types of klal yapsak. So on one hand, we have a klal yapsak that Rabbi Yossi always beats Rabbi Meir. But there's a different klal yapsak that whenever it's Rabbi Meir, big zeirosav, which we'll see in just a second what that means, we always pass on Rabbi Meir. So what happens when there's a machlokas of Yossi versus Rabbi Meir in the world of in the arena of Gezeros? Who would he pass like? Is it Rabbi Yossi or is it Rabbi Meir? So that's why it's a little bit of a challenge here. So what does it mean, halacha k'Rabbi Meir b'Gezeros? So if you look at Rashi all the way towards the bottom here, not all the way, but very, very much towards the bottom, it's my kusha dilma, five lines up. Afa gav, the kailinu Rabbi Yochanan, even though Rabbi Yochanan made this klal, it's tzirich le'le mifsak b'ha, the reason why I have to say halacha is Rabbi Yossi in this case, mishum dahava Rabbi Meir machmir, Rabbi Meir is machmir, v'amer shmuel halacha Rabbi Meir b'gzeirosav b'chomakom shehichmir. So Rashi's understanding here is b'gzeirosav means whenever Rabbi Meir is machmir, we pass like Rabbi Meir. The only time we pass like Rabbi Yossi over Rabbi Meir is when Rabbi Meir is in l'kula, so then we pass like Rabbi Yossi. That's the understanding. Now, the Rishonim argue on this Rashi because there are other places where there are gzeiros and they're not chumras, but they're not. We're already all over Shas as it is. Let's try to stay within Erevin, but this is an interesting din. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to go out of the way to say that we pass like Rabbi Yossi, even though it's in the context of gzeirosav. So Ella, furthermore, meha d'tani, the Brisa that teaches us, holchin liyarid shanachem, a yarid is a shuk, that a person, a yid, is allowed to go to the shuk of the goyim when it came to their holidays, and the concern with doing business on their holidays, this is the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, that if they do well in business, they're going to go ahead and praise their gods more so. So the Brisa says, nonetheless, you're allowed to go down to the marketplace and do business with them. But lochin mehen behemah v'avadim shvachos, you can buy animals, slaves, and whatnot. Batim sadas uchramim, houses and fields and vineyards. V'kosev, you could write shtaros, umala barkal shalhen, you could bring them to their courthouses. Mipnei shum kematzil miyadan, it's as if you are saving from their hand, you're taking money back from them, that's a good thing. And now just look at Rashi quickly in the bottom here. Rashi says, if you look at liyarid, four lines up, the last word, liyarid, shuk hanikba liyom iyid eshel avodah zarah. It was a special day they made to celebrate their holidays. For lochin mehen batim esados mipnei shimimatin. By having them have less property, that's actually good for us. Or inami mishum yishuv Eretz Yisrael, or maybe buying property in particular in Eretz Yisrael because of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And the reason why you could buy behema v'avadim shvachos is Rashi mipnei shemachnisin l'kedusha, you're bringing them to a place of kedusha. So that's all allowed, even though it would perhaps lead them to thank their gods even more. The Brisa continues. V'im haya matame im haya kohen. If he's a kohen, he's able to be matame b'chutz la'aretz. He can leave Eretz Yisrael, even though there's a klal that tumas ha'amim, which means if you go from Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz, there's a certain tumah, the tumah midrabanan. So because we don't know how they take care of bodies outside of Eretz Yisrael, so maybe there could be bones all over the place. So if it goes there on tumas ha'amim, so even though kohen normally has to be careful about walking chutz la'aretz, he's allowed to be matame b'chutz la'aretz la'dun u'la. To go if there's a court case dealing with the business matters with the guy, ukshem shemetame b'chutzlarts, just like they're allowed to go to chutzlarts for these dealings, also kach metame b'beisafars. They could even go to a cemetery if that's whatever needed to get to a certain business dealing to save money from them. So Gemara just injects for a second. Beis HaKfaros, a Kohen could go to Beis HaKfaros. Tumah D'Oraisa, that's a Tumah D'Oraisa. What gives him a heter to go violate an Issa D'Oraisa? So the Gemara says, no, Ella, Beis HaPras Midrabanan. Not a regular Beis HaKfaros. Beis HaPras is a cemetery that has been plowed over, whereby it's not really Tumah D'Oraisa, but there's a concern that maybe there's some little shavings of bones that are left the size of a kasora that could be Metame the Kohen. That's really only a Tumah Midrabanan. So he's allowed to violate a Tumah Midrabanan, whether it's Tumah's Beis HaPras, whether it's Tumah's Chutzlarts, the Kohen's allowed to in order to save money. So continuing the Brisa now. And further, Metame Lisa Isha Vulumo Torah. And a Kohen could also be Metame Tumah Midrabanan to find a wife or to learn Torah. And Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Amosai, when is this true? When is he allowed to be Metame to find a wife or to go learn rather? Bizman Shein Motzi Lomo, if he can't find anyone in Eretz Yisrael to learn from, or anyone in the state of Tara to learn from, so then he could go elsewhere to find the Rebbe that he could learn from properly. About Motzi Lomo, if he could find a very good Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael and having to avoid any form of Tumah, Lo Yitame, he has no heter to be Metame Tumah Midrabanan. That's all Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yossi argues, Rebbe Yossi Omer, Af Bizman Shemotzi Lomod, even if he can't find the Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael without having to go through any Tumah, still he could be Nami Tami, he could still be Matami Tumah Midrabanan. Why? The Fisha Ein Minakol Zocha Adam Lomod. A person not always Zocha to learn, they could be the best Rebbe in the world, but not every Talmud is going to be a Shidduch. That's be a Shidduch. So maybe there's a great Rebbe that everyone goes to, the 5,000 Talmudim go to him, but this one, Reuven, doesn't connect to this Rebbe, so he's allowed to be Matami Tumah Ha'amim to find himself a Rebbe that works with him. The Amar Rebbe Yosi, Ma'aseh B'Yosef HaKohen. Once Yosef, who was a Kohen, Shehalach Eitz Rabbo, he went to his Rebbe in Tzeitan, which Rashi says was Chutz La'aretz, L'mo Torah to go learn, and there's certainly plenty of great Rebbeim in Eretz Yisrael, yet we still see you're allowed to be Matame Tumas Ha'amim. The Amar Rebbe Yochanan Halacha Rebbe Yosi. We pass like Rebbe Yosi that a Kohen can in fact go find the Rebbe to be Matame Tumas Ha'amim, even if there is a Rebbe that is in Eretz Yisrael. So again, Lamali, why do we need the Psak? For Hamas, we know whenever it's Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Yosi, Halacha Rabbi Yosi. So Amar Abai says, no, this case was needed because it's Rech, because every other case we brought was actually a Mishnah. This is the first time we actually brought a Braisa, the Tanya. So he says, it's Rech, Yisak, Yisak, I would have thought, Hani Mili, this is all true, this Klal, the Klal Yapsak, only by Hani Mili Bimas Nisim. When it comes to Mishnayos, we say Rabbi Yosi over Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, whoever it is. Aval Bibraisa, Emelo, maybe we don't have this Klal Yapsak. Kamash Mulan, even by Bryce, as we say, that these Klal Yapsak apply. El Hachi Kamar. Really, what we were trying to say all the way from the beginning was that Hani Klali, these Klal Yapsak, Lav Divya Kol Ninu, is not really everyone. Not everybody agrees to it. Many do, but not everybody. Who doesn't? Deha Rav Leslay Hani Klali. We saw Rav earlier was the one person who does not hold to the Klal Yapsak. Outside of him, everybody else does hold of the Klal Yapsak. So that ends the discussion of the Klal Yapsak. Now we're going to get back into the Erev Tchumim. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Chepsei Nachri, Ein Konin Shvisa. The Chepsei Nachri is not Konin Shvisa. That means, if you look at Rashi around eight narrow lines down, Ein Konin Shvisa, Marei Hein Kiragli Ko'adam. So there's no Shvus. We know, rather, there's no Tchum by a Nachri. It's not Shayach to them. So if a Nachri has an object, so it's not Kona Shvisa here. It's not stuck to this area and it can only move 2,000 amos. It could go wherever it wants. And Rashi says, Harei Hein Karagli Ka'adam, whoever takes possession of this chayfet, it ends up being whoever it is. If it comes from outside the chum, the tochir, mutil alichan the charuach, you could take that object wherever you're able to go. The chepsa could come with you because there is no chepsa, there is no shvisa by chepsa nachri. So that's what the Gemara says again. Ein chepsa nachri, ein konim shvisa. Laman, who does this go according to? Elam, if you tell me this is according to the Rabbanim, pshita, of course, because remember we had the discussion a couple days ago about chepsa hefker. So now we're applying it to chepsa nachri. So if it's Rabbanim pshita, of course. Hashta chepsa hefker. The less they buy them, ain konim shvisa. If an object that's completely ownerless has no shvisa, it's completely it's neutral. So chafse nachri dislay buy them mibay. So if Rabbanan say that din by chafse hefka, certainly they should say it by chafse nachri. In other words, if you look at Rashi says chafse hefka. The ikam member, there's room to say likne minashayu on Rabbanan ain konim. That woman might think maybe whoever acquires an object that he should be Kona Shvisa. Yet we say no, there's no Kinin Shvisa by Chevse Hefker. Chevse Nachri Disle Balem, where there are owners, Baharehein Kimosam, Baaleim Lesle Shvisa, Delabne Shvisa Ninu. So if Chevse Hefker, which you think whoever acquires, whatever Yid will acquire it, it should be going according to his Shvisa, we say no. So certainly in a situation where there are Balem of the Nachri, there shouldn't be Shvisa either. So this is an obvious point. According to the Chachamim. So the Gemara, then, I just want to clarify one point in 1 second here. 1 second. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ella must be Liba the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Must be according to him, who holds that Chafse Hefker is Kona, which means if there's an ownerless object, when Shabbat starts, that object can only be moved within 2,000 amos of its arena. So the Kamashlan to teach us, Eimar da Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Konin Shvisa, when he says that Chepsi Hefker is Konin Shvisa, it's only Hani Mile, only Chepsi Hefker, the less they buy them, they're no owners. Aval Chepsi Hanachri, this they buy them low. But since Chepsi Hanachri have owners, even though they're not Jewish, but they have owners, there is no Shvisa, and therefore, there is no, since the Bailim own it, there is no Shvisa at all to speak of. Just like the owners, Nachum, have no Shvisa, no Tchum, so too the Chefse Nachri are not subject to any dinim of Tchum. That's what we learn from here. Chefse Nachri could be moved anywhere. Anywhere where you could go, it could go with it, but you can't go beyond that, but it's not bound to any limits.
It's not been coined. It's just, it's still, the Nachri still owns it. We're just...
Yeah, it still owns it, and there's no limitations at all to it. Okay. Because Anachri himself has no limitations, so his objects also have no limitations. So even though by Chepsei Hefker, there are limitations when it's ownerless. Rabbi Yochanan says it's only within 2,000 amos. The Chafzei Nachri has an owner. So the owner should dictate what the rule of the Kli is. So since the Kli, since the owner is a Nachri, and he has no limitations, so certainly the Kli should have no limitations either. That's the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Nan Meisive, the Gemara asks the question, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, HaShoel Kli, min Nachri, a person borrows an object from a Nachri, Biyamtif, V'chein HaMashil, Li Lenachri, or one lends an object to a Nachri, Kli Me'er Yamtif. So what happens is, in both these cases, when Ben HaShemashos came, it was in the presence, in the possession rather, of the Nachri. Either you borrowed it from the Nachri on Yamtif, which means on the outset of Yamtif, it was owned by the Nachri, or I lent it to a Nachri before Yamtif, which means when Yamtif came, it was in the possession of the Nachri. So these are two scenarios, how there's an object in the possession of a Nachri, Ben HaShemashos. And Hichzir lo b'Yamtif, and he returns it back on Yamtif itself, Va'kelim va'otzaros, she'shavsu b'soch ha'tchum, all of those, yeishlem apayim ama, l'charuach, they have 2,000 amos in every direction, v'nachri shehevi lo peris michutz ha'tchum, harezeh lo yazizim mimkomum, and any object that a nachri brings from outside, you shouldn't move, because it's going outside of the tchum, which means that it seems from all these things that the kli of a nachri does have a shvisa, does have a tchum that applies to it. So the Gemara wants to know, Iyamis, if you say, Bishma, Kesava, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Chepse Nachri, Konin Shvisa, just to be clear, above, we said both according to Rabbanim and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, both of them held there is no Shvisa by Chepse Nachri. Rabbanim was obvious, and Rabbi Yochanan made a chilek from Chepse Hefker to Chepse Nachri. But they both said, in the end of the day, there is no Shvisa by Chepse Nachri. But here, the Brisa clearly says that there is Shvisa, there is Tchum by Chepse Nachri. So the Gemara says, Iyamis, if you would have said before, Bishma, Kesava, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Chafse Nachri, Konin Shvisa, so then, had you established that above, Habmani, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, this would have been clearly author of Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Problem is, we didn't say that. We said, Ella, Iyamis, if it's what you said above, Kesava, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Chafte Hanachri, Ein Konin Shvisa, that the objects of a Shvisa, of Nachri, are not bound to anything, they could go as much as you want, as far as you want, then who authored this Braisa? Hamani, lo Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, lo Rabbanim. Because the Braisa says that there are limitations to the Chafse Nachri. And we're establishing that no one holds the limitations to the Chafse Nachri. So the Gemara says, Li'olam, really? Kesava Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Chafse Hanachri, Konin Shvisa. Really? It is Konin Shvisa, and it's bound to 2,000 Amos. Vishmuel, Hudama Krabban, and Shmuel above. So this Braisa here is the author Meisivei Rabbi Shimon Elazar, that's like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, that there is a Shvisa, there's a Tchum that applies to Chafse Nachri. Above, when Shmuel made a statement that said there is no Kinin Shvisa by Chafse Nachri, Shmuel was going according to Rabbanan. And the commerce, that which you said above, the Rabbanan Pshita, was so obvious. If Rabbanan say that Chafse Hefker has no Shvisa, certainly Chafse Nachri doesn't have Shvisa, so that was such an obvious point. The Gemara says not so obvious. Because Mao the same, what would I have thought? Gzeira Bailam de Nachri atu Bailam de Yisrael. I would have thought maybe a person should be gozer on the ownership when there's a Baal of a Nachri, they should be gozer atu the Bailam of a Yisrael. We should have, just like we say that a Baal, when the Baal is a Yisrael, there's limitations, there is Shvisa, there's limitations, I would have applied as well to the Nachri as well, just as a Gzeira. If when a Baal Nachri, if I say there's no Shvisa when the Baal is a Nachri, I might have said also when the Baal is a Yisrael, there's also no Shvisa, but that's not true. So maybe there should be a Gzeira that we should say there is Shvisa, there is limitations to a Baalim being a Nachri. Kamash Malan, that note, you know, that Rabbanu were not, that goes in such a case, and only do we say that there ain't Shvisa there is Shvisa by Kani, by Baal Yisrael, but there's no Shvisa by Baalim and Nachri. Because if it goes there, that we say by a gzeir of the Baalim, the Baal is a Nachri, we say there's no Shvisa. You might think also when the Baal is of a Yisrael, there won't be Shvisa either. So maybe you should say across the board, you should write, say across the board that there should always be Shvisa.
For all of them.
So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He says differently though. He says really, Chafse Nachrin Konin Shvisa. Gzeira Bailam Nachri Atu Bailam Diso. In fact, Rabbi Yochanan paskins that Chepsi Nachri are Konesh Risa, and why it's for this very reason, what the Havamina was for Rabbanan above, which we rejected, that's good for the reason for Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that Chepsi Nachri are Konesh Risa and have a limitation, they're restricted to Alpaim Ama? Simply because it's a Gzeira, lest you think it wouldn't be the case by Bailam Diyisrael. They said across the board, any object owned, Bain Bi Yisrael, Bain Bi Nachri, is subject to the dinim of Trum. So Gemara now, let's finish off quickly, the last few lines now. Honey Dichri, these types of rams, the Gemara says, the Asu, the Mibir Chasa, that came from some city, Sharu Lahu, Rava, Livne Mechuza, the Mizaminayo. Rava allowed them to buy them from who the Nachman brought them, which came from a different city, and Rashi just points out here that Mizvan Minayu Vaisinu LeMechuza is brought from this city of Mibarchasa to Mechuza. V'Avo Pisha V'Yam Hanachim Mechutz LeTchum, they came from outside the Tchum. Kesaver Chevsei Hanachi Ein Konim Shvisa. Now there is a problem here. You can't do buying and selling on Shabbos. Why that is? There must have been some type of they gave it to them. It was understood they'll pay after Shabbos or something like that. I'm not sure exactly the details, but the Gemara is not addressing that right now. That issue. But either way, the concern right now is Tchum. So Rabbi says there's no concern of Tchum here, you're allowed to.
As long as you don't speak about it.
But even then, you can't acquire things on Shabbos, even Stam. You can't give gifts on Shabbos. That's the case, it was just... Even Yantav, you can't be kind of things. Either way, there's the focus right now...
Even if he uses it, using it.
Yeah. Yeah, again, if it's a tzarch mitzvah, maybe. The tzarch mitzvah, there's a heter for it. But this is not ideal to make kinyanim. But either way, there's one question of a kinyan, one question of speaking that price. Whatever the reason was, they got around the issue of the kinyan. So the focus here is the tchum. So amale ravina le rava, my daitcha, what was your thinking? Why would you think you could use this? This came from chutz l'tchum. So we already know that we pass the Rabbi Yochanan, the chefse nachri, is kone shvisa, which means it's subject to the violation of tchum. So my daitcha, dam Rabbi Yehuda, amar Rabbi Shmuel, chefse nachri, ein konim shvisa, v'ha Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan halacha, v'ha Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan halacha, Rabbi Yochanan. We always pass on Rabbi Yochanan. Even though Shmuel himself said ein konim shvisa, Rabbi Yochanan holds that chefse nachri is konim shvisa, and that's why he paskin. So if it was brought from outside the tchum, you shouldn't be buying it. V'amar Rabbi Chia bar Abin, amar Rabbi Yochanan, chefse nachri konim shvisa, gzera bailam de nachri, atu bailam de Yisrael. So, you know what happened? Hadamar Rava. Rava rejected. He gave in. He said, you're right. It's important to know that even though a rabbi makes Pishkei Lacha, he sometimes makes mistakes. So there's a great proof that Rava retracted, and he said, Lizdivinu Livnei Mevarchsa, Dechul Mevarchsa, Lididu, Kedal Amos Dami. He says, you're right. You can't buy them in Mechuza, but in Birchasa, which was the city, you could buy it in any area of the city, even though the city might have been a huge area, but once it's one city, that's all considered a Dal Amos for Tchum. In other words, when Tchum happens, for me to walk from here to Farakwe, let's say, so that's it's very far. It's further than 2,000 Amos. But that's not outside of Tchum. That's all considered one area. It happens to be, Rav Shechter is very machmir by Tchum. I forget exactly how he quotes a Mabit, I forget what he said exactly. But he, according to the Mabit, walking from here to Farakwe actually would be a problem of going outside of Tchum. But the general psak is not the case. Outside of Tchum, we have to define the zitas. We haven't got to it yet. But he was just saying, he said, no, you can't buy it in Mechuza. That's outside of Tchum. But within the city of Mibirchasa, so that's considered one big area. That's called Dalad Amos. And we'll stop here. And Mirza Hashem, we'll continue together, I guess, Sunday after the 7 o'clock minyan.